May the truth of those words be with our brothers and sisters around the world. Patterns have a way of repeating themselves. A winning football program finds it easy to go ahead and perpetuate those same kind of things. A high school that has an extremely strong music program is able to repeat it and repeat it. A school that's known for its high academic standards is pretty much able to keep those high academic standards. As we bring that home, much of what parents will try to do or what their hobbies are, the kids will pick up. You ever seen a dad sit there and watch NASCAR with his boy? Well, guess what? The boy likes NASCAR. It's amazing what patterns will do. And when it comes to children, is there any greater pattern that we can give than presenting to them faith in Jesus Christ, of providing them with a pattern of faith that they can live by? Because within here, they have the opportunity of repeating a pattern. I'm going to continue to look in the book of Judges today, chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. I'm going to pick up the conclusion that it gives in the book there at the end. But here, let us begin with forget to remember. Judges chapter 2, verse 10. After that whole generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. Now we see here that they forget to remember. The new generation grows up faithless. They grow up not knowing the Lord, not knowing what the Lord has done. And even though by appearance sake this may seem to be that it's talking about ignorance, it's not. It's talking about rejection. They had heard who God was. They had heard what God had done. And they'd chosen to reject it. They chose to not live according to it. And so it's within this that we can see that this people, this generation, is ignoring God. And within this, it's like, you know, hey, we've got to ask ourselves, was there something wrong here? Was there something in the process? Did parents not teach their kids so that when they moved on, there was nothing there for the kids to hold on to? If the parents did a better job, would have the children been able to avoid the danger? I'm going to flip over here to Deuteronomy chapter 6, in which it says basically what was supposed to happen. Moses was supposed to teach the people, and the people were supposed to teach their children. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, O Israel, and be careful to obey so that it may go well with you and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Moses was to teach the people. The people were to teach their children, and their children were to teach their children. But we can see here that something seemed to happen. Something broke up. It didn't go the way that it was supposed to. raises a very important question for us. Do we at Clear Lake Christian Church do all that is possible to teach our children? Don't we possess that same responsibility in parents? Let me remind you, children learn a whole lot more from what you do than what you say. For the rest of us that maybe don't have children at home anymore, let us encourage the children in our midst. Let us encourage the parents in our midst. How? By living a good example. By doing what we need to do so that we give them a good example to follow. For we don't want to be in a situation that our children forget to remember. Secondly, they followed the forbidden, verses 11 through 13. Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals. They forsook the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of Egypt. They followed and worshipped various gods of the peoples around them. They provoked the Lord to anger because they forsook him and served Baal and the Ashtoreths. This is very much about the first two of the Ten Commandments. I'm going to take a little journey over here to Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 6, as we look at the first and second commands. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. The nation of Israel had various things they needed to do. Number one on the list of these Ten Commandments, they failed. Number two that comes right behind it, they also failed. It says they provoked the anger of God. Make this interactive real quick. Does anybody here today desire in their heart to provoke the anger of God? Not surprising. Nobody raised their hand. Seems like kind of an easy one, and yet the nation of Israel chose to follow the forbidden. You know, how horrible is the nation of Israel? They were given every opportunity to receive God's blessing that was going to overwhelm them. And yet instead, they chose to provoke God's anger. What about us as Christians? Have we not been given every spiritual blessing in Jesus Christ? Have we not been given every opportunity to receive his blessing in our life by trusting and living according to his word? And yet, we choose